Folks, how is everything? I want to report this week that I received no packages, mail, letters, any news, nothing from home. And I did get one letter, though. It was a little out of date, written October something or other. A little note saying that the package was on its way. Well, I'm waiting for the package. So, no questions to answer, so I can just tell you what I've been up to this week. And that's about it. Wish everybody, folks and grandpa there, everybody happy and healthy. And I understand it's been a little wet back there. Well, sorry to hear about that, because it just stopped raining here the other day. And I mean, it stopped. It just, stopped raining. That's all there was to it. The last couple of mornings have been foggy, and then about 9 o'clock the fog burns away and it gets hot. Then in the afternoons a little breeze comes up and it's still hot, but it's comfortable. I mean, it's comfortable all the time. It's just a little less uncomfortable, let's put it that way. A little more comfortable in the afternoon when the breeze comes up, and it's very, very pleasant in the evenings. It's very warm. I'm sitting here right now in my Bermuda shorts and my white striped shirt, a can of beer here next to me, all quite legal and honest. And today is the 29th of January, Sunday, last Sunday of January, and I'm making my Sunday tapes. I have rearranged my room. That is the big thing on this week's agenda. Let me make some notes here as I tell you what I did this week. My room, Colonel Yana, who came up the other day, is my company commander, first time I ever met him. And, General Blanchard, I guess. So let me tell you about my room. I got two bookcases in, and now I have shelves from the floor to the ceiling. And I got a great big bamboo screen made by the Montagnards, handmade, all out of bamboo, and a very, very, very pretty screen. It's about 13 feet long and about 7 feet high. No, it's longer than 13 feet, maybe 15 feet long. Very big, and all handmade. Cost me $15 to get it made. That's a little overpaying, but I want to keep them on a friendly basis at all times. And I've got that on the front. No, I have a bamboo screen, in other words, my little grass shack, 7 feet high on three sides, and then I have my paneled walls and screen windows on the other side. Very pretty. And I hung that up this morning, this great big screen. I've got a piece of bamboo going across the rafters, and I've taken a piece of bark, or pieces of bark, and wrapped over the bamboo and through the screen, over this bamboo pole and through the screen, and I've actually got the thing hanging from the top. And it looks very pretty. Green bamboo and white screen and red bark all wrapped around the green pole. And I haven't got the bottom fixed and I haven't got a door cut in it yet, but I've got that all in my mind how I'm going to do that. That's tomorrow or the next day. And looking very pretty. It's looking very organized. I've got enough shelves, I can get the stuff off my desk. Then I'm going to make a folding desk in my wall here. This thing I've got is just too big. I don't need all this much desk. So I decided, since I have such a small room, the more folding stuff I can get, the better off I'd be. So I have devised in my mind a little folding desk, just enough to set the tape recorder on or write on, a short letter or something like that. And it'll fold out from the wall and collapse back into the wall. Very nice. Very neat. If I can just put my mental image into wood, I'll be very happy. So, like I say, at the beginning of this week, it was a little on the nippy side. Yesterday, today, and the day before, it was just beautiful. Just beautiful weather. Just lovely. And I got another package of film back this week. That's another thing I didn't say. So now I have here 20 slides, and you have there, I have here 40 slides, and you have 20 slides. You've seen 20 of my 40. Now, if you'll send me the 20 that you have, I will sit down with all 60 of my slides and make a tape. I have a question. Does your tape recorder have a 5-inch reel capability? What you're getting right now is a 3-inch reel, and if you have approximately 2 inches between the reel, and it looks like the reel is much too small for the tape recorder, you do have a 5-inch capability, and I would like to know if you have a 5-inch reel capability. By the way, this is on my new tape recorder, a Crown Corder from Hong Kong. Well, made in Japan, I guess. It runs on batteries or plug-in. It's a little bigger than my other one and a little bit heavier, much more fancy, and it works a whole bunch better, as you can easily tell, I'm sure. So this is my new tape recorder. It came in about Tuesday of this week. That'd be about the 24th, right, that's when I got this. And I didn't get any tapes at all this week. The mail system has really been bad, from you or Marge or anybody, and I didn't get a chance to try it out till today, really, and I didn't get any tapes. And mine has a 5-inch reel capability, and if yours does, then I can send you a 4-hour tape on sounds and impressions and slides in Vietnam. See, I sit down with each slide and give you a detailed story of each slide and tell you when to change to the next slide and get a real slide tape thing here, see? It'd be real good, wouldn't it? Huh? I don't know if Margie has a 5-inch reel if you don't, because I'm kind of waiting to see on this. I don't think you do, but I'm not sure. And if not, I'll put it on a 3-inch reel and send a couple of those. By the way, you are fouling up Margie and my supply system by saving 3-inch tapes. If you would just erase them and just talk over to the tape and then put your new tape on the old tape and send them back and forth, it won't cost you $1 every time you send me a tape, plus 15 cents mailing charge. Just the 15 cents mailing charge, that's all. And it would be much appreciated by her and I if you would take the tape, keep it a week or two if you want, but then don't keep it more than that. Just put it on the tape recorder, record over the old message, and just push the button like it was normal, and flip it over and flip it, you know, just record like it was an empty tape. Put your new message on it and stick that back in the mailing system there. It goes back in a little plastic box and, you know, your little cardboard boxes are what Fallon is up more than anything else, because our little plastic boxes work better. We've got little labels that she sends me that I put on the label there. And by saving the tapes, you're just hoarding wealth that is unnecessary. Okay. But I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't do that. Anyway, you don't even want to save this stuff anyway. So Colonel Yama showed up yesterday. We were out running some errands or something, and we come back in about 5:30, and here's this Lieutenant Colonel standing there, and I've never seen him before. Very young man. And, hello there, Colonel Yama. My name's Lieutenant Livingston. Oh, hello. Yes. You know, that sort of stuff. You know, first time I ever met my company commander. And he had a long, long talk with Captain Miller. He's rather unhappy with the way the team is being used. See, there's four of us back here now, and one up in YN, which is right nearby Bongsong, where they're about to get wiped off the map. And as soon as they get attacked, they'll get wiped out. And, he wants to see the team used as a team. In other words, we don't belong back here at Onkay. We belong out where, well, the whole team should be at YN, and I agree with him, but who am I to want to leave this place? I've got it fixed up real nice now. So he's in the position where he can complain, but he can't do anything about it. So he and Colonel Miller had a nice long chat last night, and then this morning they both left and went up north to YN and Hammond and all these places up there. And Cap Miller came back tonight, but the colonel's still up there. He wanted to visit. There's two other civil affairs teams up there in that area. He wanted to visit both of them, Captain Schmidt and Captain Williams, both who were at Fort Gordon this summer, or last summer. So, that's about Colonel Yana. And General Blanchard will be on the other side. He had a typical civil affairs project, a division-type civil affairs project. And I'll tell you what I had to do on that. Oh, I'll tell you about Commander K, too. He'll be on the other side. All these big people came in this week and visited with us. That was so sweet of them. So, can't start anything because, you know, I have to flip this thing over and see on the other side pretty soon, huh? Alrighty, this is the countdown. Sorry about those astronauts. We heard about that. That's pretty too bad about that. Talk about countdowns here. So, flip it over, see on the other side.